So these two pictures are by Dirk Bouts, an artist who worked in the Netherlands. I would like everyone to come close to these pictures because you really have to look at them closely. But come two by two and just file past and make sure everyone has a chance to look at them, because I want you to tell me what you notice about them and what's thematic here. What can you tell me about these pictures? Yeah. So red eyes. Actual tears, which you couldn't see if you didn't come close. Notice the background. Gold. These are Netherlandish pictures. These are Western icons, right? This is the icon tradition, but painted in the way the Renaissance would render an icon. What's thematic here? Yeah, sorrow and suffering, right? People who ask the question, what is the meaning of these pictures, are often satisfied with simple answers because the question that they're asking is actually reductive. By contrast, those people who are not just answering questions in front of pictures, but doing what? Picking up the tools that pictures constitute and using them to do what they were made for, will certainly see the emphasis on suffering. Right? You could say, oh, the meaning of this picture. Certainly see, if you do that, you pick up these tools, you use them the way they're meant to be used, you will certainly see the emphasis on suffering and you will grasp the connection with the passion. But people who do this will not say, oh, this is the suffering of the passion as felt by these two figures in that event, and, you know, turn on their heel and go to the next painting. That's a piece of information. It's something you already know. If you think about the setting in which these paintings would have been looked at, you're looking at an act of meditation. We saw St. Jerome meditating on an image, on the cross with a corpus. Same kind of situation here. You would be meditating on these images. An act of meditation in which a person would think about Christ coming, right, taking on flesh. So you see the red here, coming to endure such suffering. And he came to earth, to this world. Thus the connection between this world, the red here, as the place of suffering. Christ came to the place of suffering. And further, think about the pairing. Why Christ and Mary? I mean, did it have to be Christ and Mary? It could be Christ alone, but why pair Christ with Mary here around this theme? The church, yeah. So if you think about it, what would you make of that? But notice that, and you said this yourself, they're both suffering. They're both weeping. And so it's not that Christ suffered and the church is ever in his death, which is true, but that the church suffers with Christ. So Mary is the church following Christ into suffering. So you have a kind of instruction for each Christian meditating on this image. Yes, everyone suffers in the place of suffering, right, in this world. But the Christian is called to walk the way of the cross, to walk straight into the suffering that the world gives to Christ-like people. This is the way of the cross. So you might ask yourself in your reflection on suffering, you know, say you're thinking about suffering, you're meditating on this, you're wondering as you think, how might I behave, say, in the situation faced by martyrs, right? Thinking about walking into suffering, how might I behave in that situation? Well, the answer might be you would behave very badly if you hadn't prepared yourself by meditating on suffering and its place in the life of a Christian. And paintings like this are instruments of that preparation.
I imagine there being very much
physical suffering.
Yeah.
Is physical suffering the worst suffering? Since the gospel says that we're called to suffering, it's not likely that there's going to be any age where there's no need to suffer. Really? So you're identifying persecution with suffering. But if you get down to the level of your actual life, you know, imagine yourself, you're trying to live a Christian life in the Renaissance, you've got your pals and so on. Are you not going to suffer doing that? You're not going to be persecuted. No one's going to put you on a wheel or something because you want to be faithful. You think you're not going to suffer? I mean, what do you think the suffering is about? There are many passages all through the New Testament about how suffering is in the plan. Go back to the two masters business. Okay, you got a choice, this master or that master. Which one involves suffering for you? And so the rich young man, oh, I can't suffer. I can't give up the things I live for. And so he chooses against suffering, and what does he do? He walks away from Jesus. To live a virtuous life is to suffer as part of the process. I mean, Aristotle explains this very well. Pain is part of the process toward a point where you get to the state of, say, St. Catherine, where you're not suffering. You're not really suffering. You're at peace with the life that you're living in giving up these things that cause you suffering. And yet, other people, you know, how do they, the more you ascend in this, on this path, how do you think other people treat you? Worse. You know, you often get more trouble. The less deserving you are of trouble, the more trouble you get. That's Jesus.